So Zohar Kaddish teaches Il Masa Bnei Yisrael, Eile Aleph Edom Masa Mem Madai Beis Bnei is Bavel, and Yisrael Yud is Yavan. And the Zohar teaches that this parsha is the parsha alludes to the Dal Galios. And the question is, what's the connection between the parsha and the Dal Galios of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael? The second question we can ask is that when it comes to the laning in Shul, the minhag has become to lane these masalos with the trop of Shira. And the question is, what's the connection between Az Yashir and the Parsha of Shira in these masalos? So in order to address these questions, we first have to take a step back and understand what the Parsha is all about. So the Mefarshim, Rebbein Bechai, and others explained that when it comes to the masalos of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, it's not only in the Midbar Klal Yisrael needed 42 masalos, but when it comes to Klal Yisrael's journey as a whole, when coming out of the future Gula to enter in the future Gula, we're also going to need 42 Masalos. Because when it comes to growth, it doesn't come quickly, it comes slowly at a gradual rate. In the same way Klal Yisrael needed 42 steps to enter Eretz Yisrael, so too when it comes to the future Gula, it's not going to happen overnight, it's going to come after a long process and growth. And with this idea in mind, now we can understand why it is that the Masalos are read in the Trop of Shira. Because what's Shira all about? Right, Shira is overwhelming surge a person experiences when they perceive the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the incoherent events, difficult moments, they become harmonized in a manner that's so magnificent and breathtaking that the only way they can possibly react is to proclaim Shira. Chazal teaches that there's only been 10 songs sung in the history of creation, with the final one culminating in the Gula Asida. Because what's going to happen? We're going to be so paralyzed when all the events will fall into place, when we comprehend the necessity of all the suffering and tribulations that we have both endured, both individually and on a national level, that we're going to declare Shira. And this is why perhaps the journeys, the Masos and the Six Parsha, are used as the same tune as Az Yashir. Because just like as Klal Yisrael at the Yam, they realized what the purpose of all the hardships in Mitzrayim were, because it only led them to their future Gula and redemption from Mitzrayim. So to us, when we understand this parsha, when we read them ourselves, we understand that despite all the difficulties that we have in this galus, it's eventually going to lead to a time where we're going to be able to proclaim Shira about them, because we realize that all the hardships that we face were really for the good.